and the lessons will be read by Captain Harry Kinley and Captain John Kenyon. Soloist from field, Mr. Harry Galbraith, and the organist, your very own, Miss Joyce Kelly. And so, without any further ado, we will commence our service by singing the hymn number 39 in the hymn book, Light in the Darkness, Sailor, Day is at Hand.
Came from Port Haven, and he was known as Bob the Barber. together in thy name. We bless thee for the communion of saints. And we know that this fellowship has not ceased with death, that he has found death an open door into the very next room. And we are assured of his safety. But we remember she who is left behind, and we pray that with this sudden break, she might receive comfort and consolation in thee. And so for it all, we thank thee right from the beginning of our lives for those who interested themselves in us, who quietly conditioned us, who taught us a better way of life, and helped to form our character. And this is what the church is for, a communion of saints. We pray that as we've gathered here tonight, we might be conscious of thy presence. We need thee more than we realize. Sometimes we think we are sufficient for the way, and then we come to tortuous days, and we find our only hope is in thee. For thou art not only our comfort, thou art our strength. In time of trouble, thou art there. We can feel and realize all that thou art doing. We thank thee for those in sorrow can find comfort. Those who are sinful can find salvation. Those who need it can find grace. It's all here, and perhaps there is nothing more wonderful in this wonderful world than a body of people met together to worship their risen Lord. Quicken our inward spirit that we might be aware of thy presence. Help us to know that thou art here just for us. Make us to be better people, real witnesses to thine endless glory. Remember those two in a wider fellowship, perhaps we don't know, but those who give service to the community. We cannot live without other people. We couldn't feed ourselves unless the food is brought to us. We thank thee especially at this night for those who travel the seas and do business in great waters. We thank thee for our mariners especially, that thou wilt be with them and keep them safe if by any chance they are standing into danger. And we remember all the auxiliary services for that purpose, the lighthouse keepers, the coast guards, the lifeboat men, and such like, all banded together, as it were, in a common brotherhood, and all for the common good. And so help us to see that each of us in his own way has to give service to the community. We are all bound together in this bundle of life, and we cannot say we should live unto ourselves. So again we ask for thy guidance, that thou wilt lead us in our own way, in our homes, at our business, the people we meet, that what we say and do shall be a means of blessing to them. We ask it all for Jesus' sake. Amen. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power,
from Psalm 139, reading from verse 1 to verse 12. Psalm 139. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down sitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost part of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from me, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to me. So ends the first lesson.
We're now to be favored to the soul by Mr. Harry Galbraith. And the first solo is The Song of the Manx Crofter. The words and music were by Mr. William McCrane of Field. The Song of the Manx Crofter.
Oh, chapter 19, commencing at verse 14. But Jesus said, "Suffer, little children, and forbid them not to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven." And he laid his hands upon them and departed them. And behold, one came and said unto him, "Good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life?" And he said unto him, "Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments." He saith unto him, "Which?" Jesus said, "Thou shalt do no murder. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Honor thy father and thy mother, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as for thyself." The young man said unto him, "All these things have I kept from my youth up. What lack I yet?" Jesus said unto him, "If thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me." But when the young man heard that, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Herein the second lesson.
Saturday, the 12th of May, starting at 6:30 p.m. from outside the adjoining hall. Everyone is welcome. And this will be followed by the general church meeting. And the Bible Society Spring Afternoon will be held in the adjoining hall on Wednesday, May the 9th at 2:15 p.m. There will be stalls, refreshments and a painting competition. The entertainment will be given by the Moran School Children. The admission is 50 pence and your support will be appreciated. Christian Aid Week starts from Monday, May the 14th, and volunteers are urgently needed to help in collecting for this cause. If anyone can help in collecting in their own area, even just doing 10 or 12 houses, we'd be very grateful. Please see Mr. Edward Crown if you can help. Also, a famine relief lunch will be held in the Parish Church Hall on Wednesday, May the 16th, from 12 to 1 p.m. and the price for that is £1. The preacher appointed for next Sunday, May the 13th, is at 11 a.m, Reverend Duchard. And the offering today, which is for church and circle funds, will be received later.
On Friday evening next at 7:30 at Balagary Chapel St Mark's is a Sankey evening to which we are all invited. And as far as I'm aware, there will be supper to go with the Sankey evening. It's Friday at 7:30 at Balagary. Now the Mariners, during the month of May, have some pretty tight engagements. We've got 4 Sundays in succession, so we hope we can keep the pace going. Next week, we are at Bride for the first time ever. And this was a special request from the people of Bride for their chapel anniversary. And so we hope that we will have a good turnout of both choir and their followers. And anyone else who takes a notion to go down to the Frozen North. And usual time at 6:30 is Bride Chapel, which is just opposite the Anglican Church, just a few yards on the Point of Air Road from the Anglican Church. So that's a Bride next Sunday evening, 6:30. Now during the uplifting of the collection, will the congregation please remain seated, and we will all sing the Mariner's Hymn number 42, the hymn which was written by the late Mr. J.W. Gelling, Headmaster Braddon School, Isle of Mona, Holy Beloved, 42.
Thank you.
thee, blessed Lord, for thy gifts which are new every day. They fail not. Accept now what we offer unto thee as tokens